我们今天晚上从十八章开始来看《使徒行传》。
Today we'll begin looking into the book of Acts from chapter 18.
虽然我们当中隔了几个礼拜没有交通
，even though we have not had fellowship for a couple of weeks.
事实上我们看到神在他的引导的当中
，but in fact we see in the guidance of God.
他没有停止。在神儿女们身上所要做的。
He did not cease the work that he is to do amongst his children.
我们上次末了是看到保罗行走在雅典的街上。
Last time at the end, we saw that Paul was on the path on the streets of Athens.
也到了那个亚勒巴谷和那些雅典人在谈论到神的事。
And he was there on the hills of Mars speaking with the Athenians about the matters of God.
主在那里给他有一个很明确的看见。
There, the Lord gave him a very clear view.
所以后来他到了哥林多的时候。
Later on, when he reached Corinth.
他里面就很清楚的知道。
Within, he clearly knew.
在他服事的里面，他所要强调的、高举的
，in his service, what he needed to stress and exalt,
而不再是人的智慧
，no longer is the wisdom of man,
乃是神的大能
，but it is the great might of God.
而这一个光照是非常有意思
，and this enlightenment is very meaningful.
因为这一个不单是为着保罗
，because this is not only for Paul's sake,
也是为了所有服事主的人。都该有这样的看见。
But it is also a vision for all those who serve the Lord, they ought to see.
那保罗在雅典停留了一个不太长的时间。
Now Paul did not remain too long at Athens.
他就从雅典到了哥林多。
From Athens, he went to Corinth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们稍微要留意这里的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we have to take some time to take note of this.
保罗到哥林多的时候
，When Paul was at Corinth,
原来和他一同出来的希拉啊、提摩太啊、路加医生啊这一批人都仍然留在比利亚。
His fellow workers, Silas, Timothy, Dr. Luke, all those who went out with him remained in Berea.
只是保罗一个人先到了雅典。
It was only Paul himself who went to Athens.
但在雅典的当时的那一种光景也并不是很释放。
But during the condition he was in Athens, he was not very free.
所以他就从雅典到了哥林多。
So from Athens, he went to Corinth.
从表面上来看，好像就是保罗自己个人做了这样的定规。
On the surface, it seems as if Paul himself determined to do this.
但是你实质看进去的时候，你看到主的管理在这里。
But if we look into it carefully, we see the Lord's sovereignty.
因为保罗到了哥林多的时候。
Because when Paul was at Corinth,
在他这个服事的路上面有很明显的一些个变动。
On his path of service, we can see some quite evident changes.
从时间上面来说
，from the time frame，
在过去，在这一件事情以前
，before this happened，
那保罗难得能在一个地方停留很久。
Paul was very seldom able to remain in a certain place for quite some time.
几乎可以说在每一个地方都是允许那个逼迫显明出来就把他逼着往前行。
We can pretty much say the Lord allowed for the persecution to arise to force him to go forward.
但是到了哥林多以后
But after Corinth,
主那个带领就好像有了一些的改变。
The Lord's guidance seems to have some change.
他没有让他很快速的就离开哥林多。
He did not allow for Paul to quickly depart away from Corinth.
结果主就在那里给他停留了一年半的时间。
As a result, the Lord allowed for him to remain there for a year and a half.
那这个在时间上的改变。
Now this is a change in the time frame.
那第二件事情我们留意到的。
And another thing we can take note.
保罗在起初
at the beginning,
出外传福音的时候
when Paul went out to preach the gospel,
圣经里头没有记载他怎么维持他的生活。
The scriptures did not record for us how he sustained his livelihood.
但是我们有理由相信。
But we do have reason to believe.
当安提阿教会把他们打发出去的时候。
When the church at Antioch sent them out.
安提阿教会也许是负责他们的生活的需用。
Perhaps the church at Antioch was responsible for their daily living.
当然圣经也没有很明显的这样说。
Yet the scriptures did not evidently say that.
如果我们从以后读腓立比书的时候
If from later on when we read the book of Philippians,
我们看到保罗在腓立比书上就记载了 一些这样的话。
We're able to see Paul record these words in the book of Philippians.
保罗说起初我们把福音传到你们这边来的时候。
And Paul says that when at the beginning we preached the gospel to you.
没有别的教会来供给他。
There was no other churches that supplied to him.
但是腓立比教会却一直在那里供给保罗。
Yet the church at Philippi continued to support Paul.
保罗就说到愿神纪念他们在主里面所做的。把这些纪念都记在他们的账上。
And Paul says that may the Lord remember all your work, that the Lord will settle account with you, regarding your work.
当然，腓立比书上面所说的是比较晚一点的事。
Of course, what's written in the book of Philippians is a later time.
但是在这一个阶段，保罗从耶路撒冷从安提阿出来到了这一次的行程。
But during this time, when Paul went out from the church of Antioch into this part of his journey,
在小亚细亚转到欧洲。
When he was from Asia Minor to Europe,
经过腓立比。
He went by Philippi.
经过帖撒罗尼迦。
He went through Thessalonica.
经过比利亚。
He went through Perga.
也来到雅典。
And now he's at Athens.
再后就到了哥林多。
And then later he went to Corinth.
那在这一段日子里头。
And during this period of time.
那么他的生活是怎么维持的呢？
Now how did he sustain his livelihood?
我们看到这里头又有一个变化。
Here we can see there's another change.
十八章说到他在哥林多的时候。
Chapter 18 says when he was at Corinth.
他就找到一个犹太人的家庭。
He found the house of a certain Jew.
那个家族叫做亚居拉。
And that certain Jew was named Aquila.
姊妹叫做百居拉。
And his wife was Priscilla.
他们两个人是先住在哥林多。
They both first was at Corinth.
但是他们并不是很久以前就住在哥林多。
But they was not living in Corinth quite a long time ago.
那是因为罗马那边不欢迎基督徒留在那边。
It was because at the city of Rome they did not welcome the Christians there.
就让所有信主的人都要离开罗马。
And so all those who believe in the Lord must leave Rome.
那所以他们夫妻俩就离开罗马来到哥林多。
So this husband and wife left Rome and came to Corinth.
我们说到这件事的时候
When we mention about this,
我们要了解到罗马帝国当时对信主的人是非常的不同情。
We must realize during that time the Roman Empire did not sympathize at all with Christians.
所以对基督徒有许多的限制。
So there are very much a lot of limitations upon
Christians. 甚至是把他们驱赶离开罗马。
Even to a point they were cast out of Rome.
弟兄姊妹记得历史上发生的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember this in history.
虽然那个事情到现在人家还说是一个谜。
Even though until today, others still claim it to be a mystery.
但是大多数的人都相信那是罗马皇帝尼罗的杰作。
But many believe what had happened was the result of the work of the Emperor Nero.
他有意要把旧罗马城拆掉，重新建造罗马。
It was his intent to burn down the city of Rome, the old city, and rebuild it.
但是罗马人都不 不太赞成他这个意思。
But most of the Romans did not support this idea.
那结果他就让人去放火，把罗马城烧掉。
So he sent people to burn the entire city.
你把城罗马城烧掉了，那重新建造，那就顺理成章了。
So if you burn the city down, you must rebuild it, and he would have his reason.
但是当这个事情做过了以后
，But after he did this,
人都怀疑是皇帝放的火。
Everyone doubt this is the fire that's set by the empire.
那么，所以他就必须要找一个理由来说不是他。
So he must find a reason that it was not him who have done this.
当时他找的理由最好的是什么？
So what is the best reason for him to find that?
就说是基督徒放的火。
He blamed it. It was on the Christians who set the fire.
所以就把那个责任推到基督徒那里。
So he shift the responsibility among Christians.
然后又对基督徒有许多的限制，甚至驱赶。
And then he had many limitations upon the Christians, even to cast them out.
那这虽然这个事情跟尼若没有直接的关系。
Now, even though this did not have a direct impact,
我说十八章，白基拉他们离开罗马，直接不是与尼罗是没有关系。
Now, I'm referring to in chapter 18 about Aquila and Priscilla leaving Rome did not have direct relationship with the incidents with Nero.
但是和当时的罗马帝国对基督徒的那个态度却是有很直接的关系。
But it does have a direct relationship with the attitude of the Roman Empire toward Christians.
那所以白基拉亚居拉夫妇就离开罗马到了哥林多。
So Aquila and Priscilla left Rome and came to Corinth.
那他们原来是织帐篷的。
Now they were originally tent makers.
那保罗呢？
As for Paul,
他原来也是织帐篷的。
He was also a tent maker by trade.
那所以从行业上面来说，他们是同行。
So by occupation, they are in the same trade.
保罗也许在过去一段很长的时间，他没有在做这个行业。
Maybe for quite a long time, Paul was not occupied with this trade.
尤其是出来传被主差遣来传道的时候
，especially when he was sent out to preach the gospel by the Lord。
但是现在来到哥林多的时候
，but now when he was in Corinth，
那他就找到了百基拉夫妇
，he found Aquila and Priscilla，
也同他们一起在那里支帐篷
，together they made tents。
从这个时候开始
，Starting from this time，
我们看到保罗有相当长的一些时间，他是用着支帐篷的这一件事情来维持他个人的生活。
We're able to see that Paul sustained his livelihood through this occupation of making tents。
同时呢
，At the same time，
也供应同工们的生活。
It was also a means of provision。To the fellow workers.
弟兄姊妹，这个事情我们可以先跳到二十章当里，我们先看一看。
Brothers and sisters, for this we can first jump to chapter 20.
二十章的第三十三节。
In verse 33, chapter 20, verse 33.
他说：“我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们知道的。”
I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me.
保罗说这一番话不是对哥林多人说的。
When Paul spoke these words, he was not speaking to the Corinthians.
是对以弗所人说的。
He was speaking to the Ephesians.
那因此我们就很清楚地看得到。
Therefore, we can see very clearly.
在哥林多的时候，保罗支帐篷。
In the days of Corinth, he made tents.
后来到了以弗所的时候，保罗仍然在那里支帐篷。
Later, when he was in Ephesus, he continued to make tents.
在哥林多 保罗停留了一年六个月。
In Corinth, he remained for a year and a half.
在以弗所呢
？In Ephesus.
以弗所，他那里就说到。
In Ephesus, there it says.
在以弗所有两年的时间。
He remained there for 2 years.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这一段时间你说长，它并不很长。
You say this is a long period of time, and it's not very long.
你说短，也不是很短。
Yet it is not very short.
但是起码你看到保罗在服侍主的事上面。
But at the very least, you can see in this matter of Paul's service to the Lord.
他带出了一个服侍的路。
He brought forth this path of service.
那如果我们回到第六章里头去看的时候。
Now when we go back to chapter 6 and see.
我们看到一件事情。
We're able to see one thing.
当时在耶路撒冷教会的时候。
It's during the time of the church at Jerusalem.
因为使徒们管理一切的事情。
Because the apostles were in charge of everything.
结果就影响了他们在神面前服侍主的时间或者说精力。
Therefore, it was a factor that affected them in their service to the Lord, whether in time or energy.
所以那个时候圣灵很明显的带领他们他们是确定了一件事。
Therefore, at that time, the Holy Spirit led them very clearly to confirm one thing.
也是一个服侍主的原则。
Which is also a principle of serving the Lord.
他们是专心以祈祷传道为事。
That they were diligent in service and in fellowship and in prayer.
感谢主，那是一个服侍主的路。
We thank the Lord. That is a path of serving the Lord.
特别是从罗马书上，我们看到你服侍就要专一。
Especially when we see in Romans, when you serve, you must be diligent.
所以专一到完全把职业放下来单一的服侍主。
So you must be very devoted to be single, so that when you serve the Lord, you will put down your occupation to serve Him.
这一个是服侍主的路。
And that is the path to serve the Lord.
那如果没有来到十八章
，Now before we reach chapter 18,
我们就一直就认定这一个专心以祈祷传道为事是服侍主唯一的路。
Then we are only confirm that this is the only path of serving the Lord when we are devoted to ministering and to prayer.
但是现在我们读到十八章的时候呢
，But when we reach chapter 18,
我们看到神又把另外一个服侍主的路又摆出来了。
The Lord shows us another path of service.
这两个路从表面上来看好像是不能调和了。
Now these two paths on the surface does not seem to be harmonious.
一个就是完全不带着任何的事情来骚扰来专一服侍主。
One is that we serve the Lord without any influences or any disruptions wholeheartedly and devoted.
另外一个就是带着职业仍然去服侍主。
Another path seems to be that we still serve the Lord, but with an occupation.
那这样一来，就好像不能专一了。
On the one hand, then that does not seem that we can be single-hearted.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们留意得到。
But brothers and sisters, we can take note.
属灵的事情不是看外表。
Spiritual matters are not on the surface.
属灵的事情是看里头的实际。
Spiritual service looks to within.
许多人他们外面好像是专心以祈祷传道为事。
Many on the surface seems to be diligent to minister the word and prayer.
但是他们的心在神的面前却并不见得专一。
But their hearts before the presence of the Lord does not seem very single-hearted.
也有不少神的儿女。
There are many also children of God.
他们是带着职业带着工作的。
They serve the Lord with an occupation.
但是他们心里面最重的不是他的职业和他的工作。
But what is most heavy in their heart is not their occupation.
而是服侍主。
But it is service to the Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹你看到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see.
重要的那一件事情是我们心思里是用一个什么样的态度来对待主的托付。
What is important is what is our heart, what is our attitude as we commit to the entrustment of God.
现在保罗在这里神就带领他走出另外一条路来。
Here, Paul is guided by God to go on another path.
这两条路 在服事的路，服事这一方面来说，这两条路是相辅相成的。
Now, these two paths in the matter of service, they go side by side.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们需要在主的光里头看到服事的这一个样式不是一成不变的。
We must be able to see under the light of God that this pattern of service does not mean there's no change at all.
我们留意到一件事情。
We can take note of one thing.
那为什么保罗在其他的地方他是接受弟兄姊妹们的供给 来维持他的生活？
Why is it in certain places we can see that Paul received the provision of brothers and sisters for his living?
为什么在了哥林多，在以弗所这一带，就好像进入欧洲了以后，保没有没给关到监牢以前，保罗确实是带着职业来服侍。
Why is it in this region of Europe before he was imprisoned, yet Paul served with an occupation?
我们不能凭推测说，因为神的儿女都不供给主的工人了，所以他就要要来自己养活自己。
We cannot just guess and say because the children of God did not provide for the servants, so they must work to provide for themselves.
我们不能这样说的。
We cannot say that.
正如刚才我们引腓立比书上头的那些话。
Just as we use the words in Philippians.
虽然在那个时候不是所有的教会对保罗的服事有负担。
Even though not all the churches at that time had a burden for the service of Paul.
但最低限度，腓立比教会是担起了保罗他们生活上的所需。
But at the very least, the church at Philippi bore the responsibility for the daily living of Paul.
我们从这个使徒行传末了的时候也看到认识保罗的人，他们也在那里供。虽然保罗是下在监里，他们还是在那里来供应着保罗。
Even at the end of the book of Acts, we can see even though Paul was in prison, they were still supplying to Paul.
那这就碰到我们所问的那个问题。
Now this encountered the question that we ask.
那为什么保罗在这些个地方他要用自己双手来养活自己，也供给同工呢？
Why is it that Paul in these areas must work with his hands to provide for himself and his co-workers?
很具体的那一个事实，我们承认掌握不到。
A very practical fact is something we confess we cannot grasp fully.
但是我们确实能从使徒行传本身和书信的上面看出一些个问题。
But from the book of Acts itself and the epistles, we're able to see some issues.
特别是在哥林多后书。
Especially in 2 Corinthians.
就是刚才我们所说到的以弗所的二十章跟以弗，对不起，使徒行传的二十章跟以弗所长老谈话的那些个那
Even in chapter 20, when we refer to Paul's conversation with the elders of Ephesus,
我们看到一件什么事情呢？
What are we able to see?
不知道是因为这一个马其顿这一带的地方。
Is it maybe for the sake of this region in Macedonia?
包括小亚细亚的那个以弗所那一个地区。
That included the region in Asia Minor of Ephesus.
在当时来说，那他们在文化上所受的是希腊文化的影响。
During that time, maybe it's by the influence of their culture of the Greeks.
在社会上面，他们是以商业为主的。
In the society, it is by commerce, by commerce.
那希腊文化是在那里绝对的强调个人的价值。
And in the Greek culture, they always stressed on your individual value.
那在商业的社会里头，眼睛所看的就是怎么 赚钱。
And so in a commercialized society, in their view, is always how do you make money?
那所以在这一代的地方，人对那个钱财是看得比什么都重要。
So in these kind of communities, their view on riches is always very important over everything.
就是这样的这个环境的底下。
Even under those situations.
保罗好像在这几年的当中，他们没有向当地的教会要求供给。
It seems as if during those times, they did not require any support from the local churches.
当地的教会不给他，他也不说什么话。
The local churches did not supply for them. They did not say anything.
那这里面是什么原因呢？
Now, within that, what is the reason?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们特别留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, we take note.
如果从人的一方面来说，
if we look at it from the viewpoint of man,
我们留意二十章保罗在那里说的。
We see chapter 20, what Paul said.
我没有贪图你们的金银。
I did not covet of your gold or silver.
那这是说出。
This speaks of.
他不是为着生活的需用而来做传道的工作。
Paul, not for the sake of his livelihood, was engaged in this work of ministry.
换一句话来说，
in other words,
他不是把传福音服侍主来看作一个职业。
He did not view serving the Lord, preaching the gospel as an occupation.
如果要把它看成一个职业，
if he viewed it as occupation,
那就是把服侍主完全贬了职了。
Then it really devalues the service to the Lord.
好像是在那里计较，你用什么价钱来雇我，我就用什么货色来供应你。
Then it seems as if Paul is calculating what kind of hire do you have for me, what kind of wages, then I will supply you with a certain kind of goods.
这是一般的买卖的那个情形。
Then that is just commercializing it.
但是保罗在这一件事上面，
but Paul upon this matter,
他绝对不能让人有一个观念，以为传主的道乃是在那里用这一个名堂来做买卖。
Paul would not allow for them to have such a concept that to use preaching the word as a means of commerce of making a living.
他是如同他在哥林多书上面所提到的。
Just as Paul mentions in the books of Corinthians.
我是让人不花钱而得的福音。
That they do not have to spend any money in order to gain the gospel.
人家就以为说，
Men would think,
不用花钱的一定是没有价值的。
If they don't have to buy it to spend money for it, then it's without value.
保罗现在就在这里要给他们看见一件事。
Now Paul wants to show them one thing.
他服侍主不是为着要得着财物的。
His service to the Lord is not in order to gain riches.
他还是为着要证明这一个福音是神给人的一个很大的礼物。
It is in order to prove that this gospel from God to man is a great gift.
所以我传福音在人中间得着报酬也好，得不着报酬也好，这个不是我考虑的。
Therefore, when I preach the gospel amongst men, whether I receive payment or not.
所以因此保罗在这一带的地方，他说我就做工来维持着我。
It's not what Paul considers. Therefore, he says in this region, he works with his hands to sustain his livelihood.
和同工们的需要。
And the needs of the co-workers.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
保罗在别的地方没有这样做。
Paul did not do this in other areas.
在这一带的地区，他这样做。
But in this region, he did so.
那为什么呢？
Now why?
现在我们就看到一件事情。
Here we're able to see one thing.
他不要把一个错觉放在这些那么重视眼见的利益和好处的人的眼前。
He does not want to put this wrong concept in the sight of those around this area who emphasize so much on riches and gains and losses.
他要让人来看见一件事。
He wants man to see one thing.
他不是为着得报酬而做这个事。
He did not do this in order to gain wealth.
相反的，他自己反倒为了这一个福音的事情，他不但是摆上他的时间精神，也摆上他自己 的才能。
But on the contrary, we can see he puts forth himself. He is spent not only in time, energy, even his ability.
那我想弟兄姊妹，这个是从一方面来留意到保罗当时的心思。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think we can look at Paul's heart in this way. On the one hand,
当然这个也是有主的管理和带领在其中。
Of course.The Lord also has His guidance and provision in this matter.
但是从另一方面呢?
But also on another hand,
弟兄姊妹，你更看见一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, even more so, you can see one thing.
保罗要在这样的做工的方法的里头。
Paul, under this way of working,
来表明神是配得着我们摆上一切来去服侍的。
It is to manifest that God indeed is worthy for us to put forth our all in service.
他不是以敬虔为得利的门。
That he did not want to gain riches through his piety.
他是摆出一个事实。
But he wants to put forth this fact.
这一位永活的神。
This living God.
这一位又真又活的神。
This true and living God.
他毫无保留的是配得人这样来侍奉他。
Without any reservation, he is worthy for man to serve him in this way.
来高举他。
To exalt him in this way.
来尊重他。
To honor him in this way.
来敬拜他。
To worship him in this way.
所以在这个件事情上面是不能拿人间的那一种观念去衡量的。
Therefore, you cannot use the matters of man to value or to weigh this.
不要说。
You cannot say.
你这样做，你会有什么好处？
If you do this, then you will have some benefit.
这个事情根本没有办法能碰到有没有好处的问题。
This is not an issue of is there a benefit to it or not.
因为福音本身就是神极大的给人的好处。
Because the gospel itself is the great benefit, a great goodness from God to man.
交给了人了。
God has already given this to man.
那还有什么其他的好处要来评比呢?
Now what else, what other good is there to be able to compare to this?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个是保罗在哥林多这一个地方开始，他又活出了一个服侍的模式。
At this place, starting in Corinth, Paul lives out another pattern, a model of service for us.
用人的话来说，就是带着职业来服侍神。
In man's terms, he serves God with an occupation.
那换一句话来说呢？
In other words,
也就是弟兄们所平常所强调的一个事实。
That is also something the brethren oftentimes stressed.
什么是基督徒的正业?
Now, what is the true vocation of a Christian?
什么是基督徒的副业?
What is the secondary occupation of a Christian?
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Now, this is a very serious matter.
如果主的光给我们是够强的。
Now, if the Lord's light upon us is strong enough,
那我们都承认，都接受一个事实。
We all confess and accept this fact.
基督徒的正业乃是服侍主。
The true calling occupation of a Christian is to serve the Lord.
基督徒的副业乃是做日常的工作。
Our earthly occupation is to do the daily work.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个认定和一般人的那一个体会是刚好翻过来的。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly opposite of what man normally would think.
我说一般人不是说不信主的人，是说一般的基督徒。
When I say in general, others think this way. I'm not speaking of unbelievers, but even Christians.
一般的基督徒，他们的认识多半是这样。
Christians in general mostly have this view.
我们的正业是我们的工作。
Our first occupation is our work.
我们的副业才是服侍主。
Our secondary occupation then is to serve the Lord.
但是一个真正认识主的。
But one who truly knows the Lord.
这个次序刚好翻过来。
That order is turned around.
基督徒的正业是服侍主。
The true occupation of a Christian is to serve the Lord.
副业才是
The second occupation is our daily work.
日常的工作只不过是为了维持我们的生活。
Our daily work is in order to sustain our daily needs.
但是我这个人活着，我的目的乃是要服侍主。
But the purpose of my living is in order to serve the Lord.
那这个是保罗在哥林多的时候所活出来的又一个服侍主的模式。
Now, this is also a model, a pattern which Paul lives out for us during the time in Corinth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you take note.
保罗在哥林多的这一段的时间。
During this time of Paul in Corinth.
神给他有三方面的变动。
God gave him many changes.
头一方面是。
First.
让他从短暂停留在一个地方的这种光景转移成为一个比较长时间的停留在那里。
God allowed for him to stay at a certain place, not temporarily for a short time, but a longer time.
第二个呢?
Second change.
第二个转换呢乃是他们服侍主的模式。
Was a different model, a pattern of serving the Lord.
第三个呢?
The third change.
现在我们又来碰了。
Now we have to come to this.
用什么你留意?
Brothers and sisters, take note.
在跟保罗到哥林多以前。
Before Paul was in Corinth.
他心里头那个服侍主要的那个工作的对象。
What is the primary audience, the object of his work?
不是外邦人。
Was not the Gentiles.
是犹太人。
They were the Jews.
虽然主给他的差遣。已经说得非常的清楚。
Even though the Lord's guidance to him was very clear.
主对他说，我要把你远远差到外邦人的当中。
The Lord says, I will send you far to the Gentiles.
而犹太人是不听你的。
Now the Jews will not listen to you.
你服侍的那个对象是外邦人。
Your audience is the Gentiles.
但是保罗心思的里面呢?
But in the heart of Paul.
他不敢拒绝神这个差遣。
He did not. He was afraid to oppose the sending of God.
但是在感情上面,
Yet in his emotion,
他放不下犹太人。
He cannot let the Jews go.
说你留意，从他头一次出外传道到现在。
So you're able to see on his first journey until now.
他一直把他的服事的重点放在犹太人的身上。
He has always put his weight upon the service to the Jews.
但是到了哥林多的时候。
But in Corinth.
那神就让他。在服侍的对象上又来了有了一个大的变动。
God also allowed for him to have a great change in the audience.
虽然在哥林多的初期
Even though at the beginning of his time in Corinth,
主要的仍然是犹太人。
The audience of his ministry is still the Jews.
但是因着神用环境来给他关上了犹太人的门。
But because God has closed the doors to him upon the Jews.
那所以他才把心意立定下来要转向外邦人。
Then he was able to determine to shift from the Jews to the Gentiles.
那弟兄姊妹们你留意第六节当中哪里?
Now brothers and sisters,
最末了那一句。
Take note of the last words in verse 6.
从今以后我要往外邦人哪里去?
From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles.
那这个是他的一个服侍对象的一个转换。
Now this is a change in the ministry of his audience.
不是说他就不管犹太人。
Now it's not to say he's not mindful of the Jews anymore.
但是那个他心里头服侍那个对象，主要的就从犹太人转到外邦人的身上。
But the object of his service in his heart now has shifted from the Jews to the Gentiles.
那开始跟上神差遣他的。那一个目的。
He has began to follow on to the sending of God's original purpose.
但是他是不是就真的是完全能放下犹太人的感情呢?
Now, is it true? Is able to completely put down his emotions for the Jews?
我们往以后的经文来看，我们也看见。
We can see from the text later on.
保罗在这一件事上面还是没有完全的放得下。
Upon this, Paul still was not able to completely put it down.
所以过不久，我们看见他要上罗马的那件事情。尽管圣灵一再在各处给他拦阻，他还是要去。
Therefore, we are able to see in the matter of Paul wanting to go to Rome, even though the Spirit has forbidden him quite a few times, he still was determined to go.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那在这个时候
，Now during this time,
保罗从他里面对服事的主要的对象 有了一个调整。
From within, Paul has an adjustment of the audience of his ministry.
但是更宝贵的。
But even more precious.
在哥林多这一个地方。
In this place, Corinth.
神让保罗带出的第四件事情。
Paul, God has allowed for Paul to bring forth this fourth matter.
乃是让他在哪里显明教会的侍奉上的配搭。
That is for Paul to manifest the service of working together of coordination in the church.
或者说在见证上的配搭。
That is the coordination in testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他跟亚基拉、百基拉并不是老相识。
Now, Paul was not very familiar, very acquainted with Aquila and Priscilla.
他们怎么认识我们都不知道。
Now, we don't even know how they met and how they know each other.
但是他们是在那个地方才认识的，字里行间我们看得出是事实。
But between the lines, we're able to realize that they just met there in Corinth.
不仅是百基拉、亚基拉夫妻俩跟保罗。
Now it's not only the case with between Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla.
就是在这一章的末了的提到亚波罗出来的时候。
Even at the end of this chapter, when it mentions about Apollos.
我们也看到。
We're able to see.
他们几个人也是原来不相识的。
They originally did not know each other.
但是因为服侍主的缘故。
But for the sake of serving the Lord.
他们能进入一个非常宝贝的配搭的里头。
They're able to enter into a very precious working together.
弟兄姊妹，这个是教会服侍的那个样式的表达。
Brothers and sisters, this is the manifestation of the pattern of service in the church.
我们慢慢的来看这个部分。
Gradually, we'll look into this carefully.
Now, 现在保罗在哥林多。
Now, Paul is in Corinth.
那他就遇到了百基拉他夫妇。
He encounters Aquila and Priscilla.
那么他们就在那边一边支帐篷，也一边在那里服侍主。
They made tents together and they served the Lord together.
在他们传道的过程的里头。
In the process of their preaching.
你看到他起初完全是在犹太人中间做工。
You're able to see at the beginning they serve amongst the Jews.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
几乎绝大部分的犹太人都拒绝他。
Most of the Jews rejected them.
当然也不是所有的犹太人拒绝他。
Of course, not all the Jews rejected them.
但是你看得出是大多数的犹太人都拒绝他。
But you're able to see a majority of them rejected them.
所以保罗在那里就说出了刚才我们所提到的那段话。
Therefore, Paul mentioned those words which we just read.
他们既然是这样的抗拒保罗的传讲。
And since they opposed to Paul's preaching.
那保罗就抖着衣裳。
Then Paul shook his garment.
就按照主的那个吩咐好像就是把你们的脚上的尘土抖下来的那些事情。
Just as the Lord commanded, as if the Lord commanded the disciples to shake the dust off their shoes.
然后就向犹太人宣告说。
And proclaim to the Jews.
你们的罪归你们自己。
Your blood be upon your own heads.
与我没有关系。
I'm clean.
我不是没有向你们传讲主的话。
It is not that I did not preach you the Lord's words.
但是你们自己拒绝神的拯救。
But you rejected the salvation of God.
所以你们的血仍然是流在你们的头上。
So your blood be upon your own head.
我在这个事情上我是干净的。
I am clean upon this matter.
弟兄姊妹，你留意那个小字里边说的意思就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, take note. This is the meaning in the footnote.
当然说的很敞开的，就是说，
course,
你们既然是拒绝这个主的道，那你们就承担你们的罪。
Of course, to be very frank, since you rejected my words of the Lord, then you bear your own sin.
你们承担罪啊。与我没有关联。
And if you bear your own sin, it has nothing to do with me.
我已经尽了我的本分，尽了我的责任。
I have already done my part, my responsibility.
是你们自己拒绝的。
You have rejected it yourselves.
那因此呢？
Therefore,
保罗才说出。
Paul says,
从今以后，我到外邦人那里。
From henceforth, I will go unto the Gentiles.
你们就不要怪我，不再理会你们。
Now you should not blame me, not to care for you.
当然感谢神。
Of course, thank God.
那这样的一个心思的表达，外邦人当然是欢迎。
When Paul manifested his heart in this way, of course, the Gentiles welcomed it.
不过在当时的犹太人当中，也实在有很少数的人，他们也真实的接受主。
But even amongst the Jews at that time, there was a small number who truly accepted the Lord.
这里提到管会堂的基利斯布
Here I mentioned Justus and his house that was a ruler of the synagogue.
又提到一个索提尼。
And then it also mentions of Sosthenes.
这两个人的名字在以后的书信上面我们看见出现。
Now we're able to see these two names later on in the epistles.
尤其是索提尼。
Especially Sosthenes.
因为写哥林多前书的时候索提尼也是写信人之一。
Because even when the first Corinthian was written, Sosthenes was also one of the writers.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是主所拣选的人。
Those who are chosen by the Lord.
他们还是会站到主的一边。
They will stand on the Lord's side.
不过人数是并不那么多。
But they are not large in number.
但是外邦人呢？
But for the Gentiles,
那就比较多了。
And they are more in number.
那哥林多教会几乎绝大部分是外邦人。
For the Corinthians church, most of them are Gentiles.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
那现在我们就碰到保罗在当年。
Here we're able to encounter Paul in those years.
在哥林多一停留就停留了一年半。
When he remained in Corinth, he remained for a year and a half.
那是从短暂的里边进到比较长久。
That is from a short term to a longer time.
那这个时间上的那个转变啊。
Now this change in time.
我们不能只是单单看见是时间上的转变。
We cannot only see this as a shift in time.
这也是一个教会建造的里边的一个过程。
But it is also a process in the building up of the church.
在过去保罗所经过的地方。
In the past, all the places that Paul went through.
在时间上都是很短促的。
In time, it was very short.
福音传过。
The gospel was preached.
一些基本的真理交通过。
The basic truths were shared.
他就要走了。
And he must go.
那在生命的造就方面。
Now in the edification of life.
在道路的带领上面。
In the guidance of the path.
那都没有足够的时间让他能在那里多做一点。
There was not enough time for Paul to do much there.
但是现在在哥林多呢？
But now in Corinth.
他停留了一年半。
He remained a year and a half.
这一年半的里头。
In this year and a half.
弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
他不单是在那里传福音。
Not only did he preach the gospel there.
也在那里叫教会接受各方面的造就。
He also edified the church and taught them the truth.
从时间上我们看见有足够的时间给保罗带领他们去认识真理。
In time, we're able to see that Paul has sufficient time to teach them to know the truth.
去认识道路。
To know the way.
也去操练生命。
And to exercise life.
那说弟兄姊妹你看哥林多前书后书 里边的内容呢
So you're able to see in the contents of 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
你要是拿它来跟帖撒罗尼迦前书后书来比较。
If you were to compare with 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
你很清楚地看见。
Very clearly you can see.
帖撒罗尼迦前书后书是比较简单。
1st and 2nd Thessalonians is quite simple compared to it.
哥林多前后书就比较深入。
For 1st and 2nd Corinthians is more in depth.
深入不单是在真理上面深入。
More in depth, not only in truth.
也在生命里边比较深入。
But even more in depth in life.
特别在后书。
Especially in the 2nd Corinthians.
当哥林多人在那里有一些对保罗 一些不信任的时候
You're able to see when the Corinthians did not have much faith to trust in Paul.
你留意保罗对他们的那个带领
You can see Paul's guidance to them.
保罗给他们说的话
The words that Paul speaks to them.
不是在那里说人的道理
It is not speaking man's doctrine.
而是在那里说生命的经历
But speaking of experience in life.
那当然是透过一些眼人眼见的一些个事物但是确实带进那个生命的造就
Of course, it is some visible things which man can see, but it brings into the edification of life.
直接碰到那些属灵的事情
In direct contact with the spiritual matter.
在前书呢
In 1 Corinthians,
弟兄们你很明确的看到
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
保罗说你们是教会
Well, clearly Paul says, you're the church.
你们是教会
You are the church.
但是你们是属肉体的。
Yet you are carnal.
不因为你们是有了那个教会的地位。
Not only because you have the position of the church.
你们就不属肉体。
That you're not of the flesh.
你们仍然是属肉体。
You're still carnal.
那你怎么能脱离那个属肉体呢
？Now how do you depart away from carnality?
那整个都前书在那里，也你看见保罗那个带领。
You can see throughout 1 Corinthians Paul's guidance.
他。提到好多方面的事情。
Paul speaks of many areas.
但是你归总起来。
But when you conclude it together, you see one thing.
他把哥林多教会无论从哪一方面有收获，他都是把他们带回基督的面前。
No matter what negligence the church in Corinth had, he continues to bring them back before the presence of Christ.
让他们很明确地了解一件事。
So that they would clearly know one thing.
那也是保罗自己在他们中间所服侍的时候的态度。
That is also Paul's attitude as he served in their midst.
我立定心思在你们中间不知道别的。
That I have determined not to know any other in your midst.
只知道基督耶稣并他钉十字架。
But only Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
从保罗给他们的书信的里面，你就可以反映出保罗停留在他们当中的时候是怎么带领他们
From the epistles that Paul writes to them, it reflects for us how Paul treated them when he was in their midst.
不像在哥林多在帖撒罗尼迦
It was unlike in Thessalonica.
只让他们看见你们蒙恩得救了
That only showed them that you're saved by grace.
你们要留意将来怎么站立在主面前
You must take note of how do you stand before the Lord.
然后带领他们去认识被提的事情是怎么回事。
And then to lead them to understand about this matter of rapture.
你留意到在那里所提到的都是比较浅一点的那一些的属灵的事物。
You can take note, the matters mentioned there are more shallow in the spiritual matters.
但是你在哥林多书信里边，你就看到那个属灵的造就是又高了一层的。
But in the Corinthian epistles, you are able to see that spiritual edification was one level higher.
那为什么哥林多教会他们能这样高了一层呢
？Now why is it that the Corinthian church was able to be on a higher level？
为什么以弗所教会所受的那封书信说的更高的那一层
？Now why is it the church to the Ephesians even higher？
你留意到
You can take note.
保罗在哥林多一年半。
Paul remained in Corinth for a year and a half.
在以弗所两年多。
In Ephesus over 2 years.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个比较长的一段的时间。
Brothers and sisters, because of this longer period of time.
把教会带进建造里面就有条件了。
He was able to qualify to bring the church into edification.
那所以当我们读到十八章的时候
，So when we read chapter 18,
我们看到神在使徒行传里边所显明的那个带领。
We can see the Lord's guidance in the book of Acts.
从福音广传
，From the broad preaching of the gospel,
带进教会建造。
To bring it into the edification of the church.
当然，带进教会建造，并不是说是停止或者减少福音广传。
Of course, to bring into the edification of the church does not mean to stop or to decrease the preaching of the gospel.
而是叫我们看见。
But it shows us.
福音广传要继续往前。
The broad preaching of the gospel continues forward.
但是同时要把教会建造。接上来
But at the same time, building up of the church must Follow on.
因为神的救赎的旨意
Because the purpose of God's salvation
不是只叫人得救不至灭亡
It's not only for man to be saved and not perish.
神要叫得借着得救的人来把他们建造成可以满足神心意的教会。
But Paul, God is willing to build men up to a church that will meet, that will satisfy his heart.
那我们看到18章的时候，我们就看到这个神带领的分界线。
Now, in chapter 18, we're able to see this dividing line of God's guidance.
那这样又给我们看到一个问题。
Here it also shows us another issue.
什么问题呢？
What issue is that?
究竟神的工人，他的脚步是谁定规的
That is the footsteps of the servant of God. Who determines it?
是工人自己定规的，还是主在那里安排的
Is it the servants themselves who determine it, or the Lord who arranges it?
很显然，我们看到
Very apparently, we can see
那是主自己在安排的
It is the Lord Himself who prepares.
甚至在以前
Even before this,
他们的那个行程是很急速的
The journey was very rush and short
仍然是神在那里管理
It is still God who is sovereign
神是借着环境来把他们逼着更快的往前行
God uses the circumstances to push them forward even more quickly
不要争取时间了用人的话来讲
In man's words it's sat there in a rush for time
要尽快的要把神的道传出去
That they must quickly in a hurry preach the word of God
那现在等到教会需要进入建造的阶段的时候
Now as the church needs to enter into the stage of being built
整个事情仍然是在神的管理的底下
It is all still under the government of God
那我们看18章里面所记载的事
Now when we look into the recording of chapter 18
如果这个事情发生在以前
If this event took place before,
那保罗跟他的同工们很快就会离开哥林多。
Then Paul and his co-workers would quickly have departed Corinth.
神也没有拦阻他们离开。
And God did not hinder them from leaving.
所以他们从一个城到一个城，从一个城又到一个城，又到一个城。
So they went from city to city and another city.
但是现在到了哥林多的时候
But now in the place of Corinth
当同样的情形出来了
When the same situation arose
当人在那里抗拒那里反对
When there was opposition When there's rejection
神说话了
God spoke
神告诉保罗
God told Paul
不要怕
Be not afraid
只管讲
But speak
因为我在这个城里有许多的百姓
Because I have many people in the city
我与你同在
I will be with you
不会有人下手害你
No man shall set on thee to hurt thee
你就停留在这里
Remain here
感谢神
Thank God
所以你看到保罗在哥林多的时候他的行程就又有了一个很不简单的变化
We can see Paul on his journey has a change that is not simple at all
保罗就在那里一住上来就住了一年零六个月
Paul continued there a year and six months
那在这一年零六个月的当中
And this year and six months
保罗又把神的道来教训他们
Paul taught them the word of God
在这一段时间里头呢
During this time
有一个人名叫加流
There is this man, Gallio
他做亚该亚的方伯的时候就是做亚该亚这个省的省长的时候
When he was the deputy of Achaia that is in this region of Achaia he was the governor
那哥林多是在亚该亚亚省的
Now Corinth is in this region of this province of Achaia
那犹太人就起来去控告他了
The Jews made insurrection against him
很大张声势似的去反对他
And they made a big deal to bring him to the judgment seat against Paul.
就把保罗告到这一个省长那里去了。
And so they brought Paul before the Gallio.
当然我们就看见神的话兑现了。
Of course, now we're able to see the word of God being fulfilled.
他说你不要闭口，你只管讲，因为我与你同在，没有人在这里杀手害你。
For the Lord said to Paul, "Do not be afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. No one will harm you."
保罗就一直在那里讲。
Paul continued to speak there.
现在有人起来要害保罗了。
Now someone wants to rise up to harm Paul.
但是害得成吗
？But can they succeed?
害不成。
They did not.
这一批人以为 到那个省长那里去控告保罗。
The school people thought if they can go before the deputy to accuse Paul.
他们控告保罗什么事呢？
Now what did they accuse Paul?
起初倒是控告他来破坏犹太的社会规矩。
At the beginning, they accused Paul of disrupting the society of the Jews.
在这里没有再说别的。
They did not say any other here.
但是我们从别的地方我们看到。
But from other passages we're able to see.
保罗是给称为扰乱天下的人。
That Paul was one who was, threw the world upside down. He was the one who made a turmoil of the world.
就有这样说过了吗?
In chapter 17, those words were used.
那怎么扰乱天下呢?
Now, how did he turn the world upside down?
因为那时是罗马帝国。
Because it is the Roman Empire.
罗马皇帝统治他的帝国也统治得相当有条理。
Now the Roman Emperor ruled over his empire in a very orderly fashion.
帝国用什么态度对待教会是另外一件事。
Now it's one thing how the empire deals with the church.
但是我们要是看罗马帝国当时的那个内政啊，和是各方面的事情，那确实非常不错的。
But when we looked at the government of the Romans or their policies, it is not bad.
所以那些人说那个扰乱天下。
So when they call Paul one who turned the world upside down, what does that mean?
那意思就是反对罗马帝国的制度。
That means that they had a system that was against the Roman Empire.
反对罗马帝国的统治了。
That they were against the Roman government.
不过在哥林多他们没有提出这个题目。
But in Corinth, they did not mention that.
但是是隐含着这个题目。
But hiddenly, that's what they mean.
不过他们正面提出来就是他们破坏我们犹太的那个宗教社会的制度。
But they said they are disrupting the law of the Jews, their religious law.
但是这个做省长的就不听他们。
But this deputy did not listen to them.
就是说你们为着你们这些事情说我没空去管。
And so, this is your own affairs. I have nothing to rule over this matter. You go.
就把他们撵走了。
And so they went.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take
note. 如果这个事情发生在前一段的时候。
Now, if this event took place earlier.
保罗他们大概也准备离开哥林多了。
Paul, likewise, would be prepared to leave Corinth.
但是你留意这里。
But take note here.
十八节。
Verse 18.
保罗又住了多日。
And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while.
他经过这个事情仍然在那里停留了一段的日子。
After this, he stayed quite a while.
没有像过去那样急急忙忙就离开那个地方。
It was unlike before where he would leave very quickly.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他有了神的应许。
Because he had the promise of God.
所以任何的环境对他来说
So no matter,
都不构成人影响。
No matter what the circumstances, it would not be an influence.
主说要他在那里不闭口，他就不闭口。
You know, the Lord says, do not be afraid there, then you do not need to be afraid.
主让他在那里只管讲，他就管讲下去。
When the Lord told him to speak, he just mind to speak.
他就让神负他的一切的责任。
He allowed for God to bear all of his responsibility.
在这一次的攻击里边，显然就给他经历到神的确是负责任的。
In this attack, apparently,He experienced that indeed God will bear his responsibility.
他没有看见主有叫他起行的那个安排。
So he did not see that God has arranged it for him to leave.
所以他就继续住下去。
So he continued to tarry there.
一直住到里面有感觉要离开。
Until he had a guidance to leave.
他才离开。
Then he left.
他就辞别了弟兄，坐船去叙利亚。
And he took the leave of the brethren and sailed into Syria.
白基拉、亚居拉也和他同去。
And with them Priscilla and Aquila.
弟兄姊妹在这里，你看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, here you see one thing.
文字是轻描淡写。
In the words, it is very lightly written.
但是你确实看见。一个同工的配搭在那里形成了。
But here you can see that it is the working together, the coordination.
并且这一个配搭的同工实在是满了 神的恩典在其中的。
You can see the forming of this coordination. It is very amazing, filled with God's grace.
从那一次以后
，From this time on，
你就看见保罗跟白基拉亚居拉的名字常常连在一起。
You can see Paul's name oftentimes mentioned together with the names of Priscilla and Aquila.
他们不一定在同一个地方。
They may not be at the same place.
但是他们的名字常常连在一起。
But their names are always linked together.
尤其是在罗马书上面。
Especially in the book of
Romans.
保罗
对他们问安的时候
，When Paul greets them，
怎么说呢
？What did he say？
问白基拉和亚居拉的安。
Greet Aquila and Priscilla.
他们为着我的缘故，把景象置于度外。
For the, my sake, they have counted, they have given their all.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, take
note. 从这个时候开始。
From this time on.
他们在主里头的同工，配搭到一个什么的程度呢
？They're working together. Their coordination to what degree is that?
配达到为着保罗，他们把命都可以交出来。
To a point that for Paul's sake they were willing to give of their lives.
这是非常非常宝贝的同工的关系。
This is a very very precious working relationship.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
那现在保罗离开哥林多。
Now Paul leaves Corinth.
白基拉、亚基拉夫妇也和他们。一同离开。
Priscilla and Aquila left together with him.
他们坐船去了叙利亚。
And they went to sail into Syria.
也经过哥里底就到了以弗所。
And they came to Ephesus through Cranchia.
那当保罗到了这个坚格里的时候。
Now when Paul was at Centuria, Cranchia.
保罗就做了一件事。
Paul did one thing.
做了一件什么事呢
？Now, what did he do?
因为许过愿，他就在坚格里剪了头发。
Having shown his head, for he had a vow.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里又看到一个平常我们不太留意的事了。
Brothers and sisters, here we must take note of something we oftentimes do not look at.
保罗是一个拿西尔人。
Now Paul is a Nazarite.
他是便雅悯支派的人。
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
他要服侍主就不可能像利未人那样像亚伦的后代那样靠近圣殿。
If he was to serve God, he cannot be as the Levites after the descendants of Aaron to draw near to the temple.
但是旧约的时候，弟兄姊妹记得，神给以色列民另外有一个条例。
But if you remember in the Old Testament, God gave this other statute to the Israelites.
让他们不是利未的后代，但是可以终身服侍主。
But even though they were not of the descendant of the Levites, they can serve the Lord in their life.
那个就是拿西尔条例。
That is the vow of a Nazarite.
那其他地方我们都没有看到，说到保罗跟拿西尔这个条例有什么关系
？Now in other places we don't see any relationship of Paul to being a Nazarite.
就是保罗在腓立比书第三章那里述说他在宗教上的那些特点的时候。
Now even in the book of Philippians chapter 3 when Paul speaks of his fervency, his zeal, his religious fervency.
他提到他是法利赛人。
He mentions he's a Pharisee.
但是他没有碰到说我是也是拿西尔人。
He mentioned the fact that he is a Nazarite.
但在这里给我们看到了。
But here we can see Paul is a Nazarite.
因为他做拿西尔人。所以他许过一个愿，许过愿。
Now because he was a Nazarite, he had made a vow.
所以他的头发没有剪。
So he did not shave his head.
但是到了现在，到了坚格里的时候。
But now in Centuria,
他就剪了头发。
He shaved his head.
现在问题来了。
Now this is the issue.
拿西尔人如果他许愿的日期满足，那他就剪掉头发。
If the days of the vow of the Nazarite is full, then he can shave his head.
然后就到圣殿里边办手续。
And then he will go to the temple to offer a sacrifice.
现在保罗在这里剪了头发了。
Now Paul cuts his hair here.
那是不是说保罗服侍主的那个拿细耳的心愿到此为止？
Does it mean Paul's heart, his vow as a Nazarite ends here?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不是。
No.
以后你看见保罗的服事比先前更火热。
Later on, you can see Paul's service is even more zealous than before.
那但是他为什么剪了头发呢？
Why is it then he shaved his head?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这又让我们看见。
Here it also shows us.
一个神所用的人。
One who is used by God.
他不是一开始给神用的时候，他对神的事情就完全的明白。
It is not someone who is first used by God. He completely knows the matters of God.
他是不住地寻求神。
He continues to seek after God.
神也是一点一点地领他进入真理。
God leads him into the truth a step at a time.
也是一点一点地带他进入生命的丰富。
Step by step, leading him into the fullness of life.
那保罗在服侍主那么久的日子。
Now Paul and his service of the Lord as his days were longer.
他还没有想到我这个拿细耳的那个光景。
He did not consider his condition as a Nazarite.
与我服侍主。
And my service to the Lord.
有那么不可分割的关系。
Cannot be separated.
所以他一直还是留着长头发。
Therefore he continued to let his hair grow.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
当他一再接受主的带领到这里的时候
As he continued to be led by the Lord,
你看到他一件事情
You can see one thing.
他在这里把头发剪了
Here he shaved his head.
那换一句话说
In other words,
保罗这个剪掉头发并不等于并不是说他服侍主的那一个愿到此为止
Paul's shaving of his hair does not meanHis vow, his service is ended.
相反的，他比从前服侍主更火热。
On the contrary, his zeal to serve the Lord is even more fervent.
那这个剪了头发是什么？那有什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning here of shaving his head?
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
在保罗里面所领会的。
What Paul understands within.
今天我服侍主。
Today I serve the Lord.
我不是在凭着律法所给我的资格。
No longer it is by the qualification of the law.
因为在旧约服侍主啊，你不是立位人，你要有服侍的实际，你只能做拿细耳人才有条件。
Because in the Old Testament, if you are not a Levite and you want to serve the Lord, you're only qualified to do so if you keep the vow of a Nazarite.
你不做拿细耳人，你就没有条件。
If you are not a Nazarite, you're not qualified.
但现在保罗看见了。
But now Paul sees this.
我能服侍主。
I can serve the Lord.
不是律法给我的。
It is not that I'm qualified by law.
乃是神恩典的选择。
But it is by the election, the grace by God.
乃是因为我在基督里这个事实。
It is by the fact that I am in Christ.
现在他里头更明亮。
Now within, he is more enlightened.
所以他觉得再把这个律法因着律法而有的一个记号留在那里的话，那是非常不合宜。
So he thought it to be very inappropriate. He let the sign that is under the law to remain.
那所以他在监阁里的时候就剪掉了头。
So in Cancria, he shaved his head.
这个剪掉不是结束他的服侍主的心意。
Now cutting of his hair does not end his vow, his desire to serve the Lord.
而是结束他给律法。所带来的影响
But it is Paul's ceasing of the influence that is given to him by the law.
从今以后
From now on,
保罗非常明确地指出
Very clearly, Paul points out,
我服侍因为我是在基督里
I serve because I'm in Christ.
我是在基督里蒙召做使徒的
And it is in Christ that I have called to be an apostle.
我是神的恩典在我这个罪魁的身上来显明的结果。
It is the result of God's grace being manifested upon me, who is the chief of sinners.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这一个看见是非常非常明亮的。
Brothers and sisters, this vision is very, very clear.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那他 在主面前越多的经历，他就越清楚地看见神在基督里的安排。
The more he experienced in the Lord, the more he saw in the Lord, the more he was clear on the arrangement of Christ.
啊，那他离开了间隔里以后，就到了以弗所。
Now after he left Corinthia, he came to Ephesus.
你看弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters, you see.
他一到以弗所，又去找犹太人。
Now when he was at Ephesus, he entered into the synagogue again.
他心里实在放不下犹太人。
In his heart, he just could not let the Jews go.
当然按人来说呢，那是一点都没有不合宜的。
Of course, with man, there is nothing that's inappropriate about that.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，你不能忽略。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot neglect the God's mission to him. We're not saying that Paul was not submitting to God. But we can only say,
真的是非常非常厉害的地步。
That Paul truly loved his countrymen very greatly to a very great degree.
以后他要上耶路撒冷，也是为了这个理由。
Later he wanted to go to Jerusalem. It was also for that reason.
结果在耶路撒冷出了大事。
And then there was a great commotion in Jerusalem.
就是为着这个理由。
It was for this reason.
我们看到那个时候再详细看那一段。
When we get there, we'll look into it.
那现在我们就看到保罗在以弗所仍然是放不下犹太人。
Now we can see in Ephesus, Paul still could not put down the Jews.
然后他就离开耶路撒冷，离开以弗所，就到了该撒利亚，然后就上去了耶路撒冷。
And then he left Ephesus, he went to Caesarea, and then he went to Jerusalem.
然后呢，又再下到安提阿。
And then he went down to Antioch.
过了一段日子，他又从安提阿出发。
After some time,
去探望各地的神的儿女。
After some time, he departed away from Antioch and visited the children of God all over.
那在末了的时候。
Now at the end.
我们看到这十八章的末了就把亚波罗提出来。
We can see at the end of chapter 18, it mentions Apollos.
亚波罗他是一个很有学问的人。
Now Apollos was an eloquent man.
也对主的道有一点的认识。
He also had mighty in the scriptures.
但是他的认识只是停在约翰施浸约翰的那个点。
But his understanding was only ended upon the point of the baptism of John.
所以他也出来传道。
So he came out to preach as well.
我们估计他传道仍然是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
We can guess that his preaching was still that the heaven of the kingdom of the heavens is drawing nigh. You must repent.
因为他只懂得约翰的浸。
Because he only knew the baptism of John.
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意了。
Brothers and sisters, we take note.
当亚基拉、百居拉他们知道了这个事情。
Now when Aquila and Priscilla had heard,
就主动的去把亚波罗接过来。
They initiated to take him over.
并且也把主的话、主的道给他做很详细的交通。
And expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们要看亚波罗的那一个反应。
We must see the response of Apollos.
亚基拉、百居拉算是什么？
Now, who is Priscilla and Aquila? Now, you're only tent makers. Now, who am I, Apollos? I'm an eloquent man.
他又能讲解圣经的。
Mighty in the scriptures.
总是一个有点名堂的人。
I am of some fame.
那你亚基拉、百基拉两个人算的是什么
？Now who are you, Aquila and Priscilla？
你怎么可以说我传的道不够完整
？How can you say what I'm preaching is not perfect？
那如果按照人的天然
，Now according to man's nature，
你很难想象亚波罗会接受百基拉、亚基拉 他们的那一个邀请。
It is very hard for us to imagine that Apollos would submit to the invitation of Aquila and Priscilla.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
你看到亚伯罗，他的确是很谦卑。
You can see Apollos is very humble.
他很乐意在亚基拉和百基拉他们的面前受教。
Very willingly, he submitted to the teaching of Aquila and Priscilla.
啊，这实在是宝贝。
Truly, this is very precious.
那结果呢？亚伯罗也成了保罗他们的一个很亲密的同工。
As a result, Apollos also became a very close fellow worker with Paul.
这段话一面是说出亚伯罗他是怎样的接受造就。
These words, on the one hand, speaks of the fact how willing Apollos was to receive edification.
叫我们特别注意的
especially for us to take note
乃是当时教会在主的带领上是怎样的彼此接纳
that the church under the guidance of the Lord during those times how they accepted one another
当亚波罗在那里接受了交通以后
now as Apollos received the fellowship there
他里面有一个负担要去哥林多
within he had a burden to go to Corinth
那么弟兄们马上就给他写推荐信了。
And so, immediately the brethren gave him a letter of recommendation.
哥林多那边的弟兄姊妹们接待他了。
So that the Corinthian brethren would receive him.
神道在那边也非常的使用他。
And God also greatly used him there.
我们所注意的。
What we take note of.
不是他工作的表现是怎样。
It is not how the manifestation of his work is.
我们所注意的。
But what we take note of.
是教会对他的接纳。
It is the acceptance of the church of Apollos.
或者我们说的广一点。
If we're more broad.
是地方教会和地方教会当中的那一个彼此接纳。
It is how the local churches accepted one another.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
在这个接纳的里面。
In this acceptance,
我们很明确地看到一件事情。
Very clearly, we can see one thing.
早期的教会实在是活出基督的身体的见证。
The early church indeed lived out the testimony of the body of Christ.
他们最接纳弟兄是非常的严格。
They very strictly would they accept the brethren.
但是他们严格却没有越过一个身体的这个事实。
Even though they were very strict, they did not surpass the boundary of this one body.
是在身体里的。
If it is in the same body,
他们接纳。
They accept.
不在身体里的。
If it's not in the body,
那就不在接纳的考虑的里头。
They would not even consider acceptance.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
使徒行传的里边不单是给我们看见教会是怎样的一步一步的向主所要的那个光景靠近。
In the book of Acts, the Lord shows us how the church step by step is drawing closer to the condition which is pleasing to God.
也实在看见神是怎样引领教会一步一步的活出他的心意。
But indeed, it also shows us how God leads the church to live out His will step by step.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们就停在这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
我想今天晚上我们就一同祷告一下。
Let's pray together tonight.